Welcome to the Business Advisor Podcast, brought to you by the Business Advisor Academy. This podcast is dedicated to helping business professionals create, sell, and deliver high impact and high value business advisory services. Now, let me introduce you to your host today, Amanda C. Watts.
In today's podcast episode, I'm going to be sharing how to act and think in a way so that you can have whatever you want, fulfill your wildest hopes and dreams. And even if that, like right now, seems like it's impossible, I'm going to help you so that you do not spend your life wondering if you could ever actually achieve what you want to achieve. I'm going to be showing you how to grow your practice in a way and attract high value clients by mastering your mindset. This episode is going to explain who I am and how I've struggled, and I'm sharing this with you in the hopes that you're going to see, despite how you feel right now, you can do things you do not want to do, and you can become someone who can step outside of their comfort zone. Contrary to what many people believe, I'm an introvert. I cannot hang out with groups of people, and I get no pleasure from noise and camaraderie. I do not like to leave my house unless it's to go 10 minutes down the road to my office, which is big enough for four people, but only has me in it. I hate sitting in the sun, and I love it when it's cold and it rains. The thought of a laptop lifestyle and sitting on the beach fills me with dread. Some might say this is a miserable way to be, but in fact, hearing the rain outside and being cozy inside, either on my own, with my family, or with a friend, just the one that is what fills my soul with joy. I get my energy from being alone and spending time writing my books, recording these podcasts, or watching movies with my son. I can converse with only one person at a time with ease, and if you put me in a crowd, I'm going to retreat and make an excuse to leave. If you don't know me, which in fact many of you do not, you may think that I would struggle to do marketing and put myself out into the world and make an impact. For those of you who do know me, you know that despite these traits, I've put myself out on social media. I do show up in crowds, even though it's really tough for me, and I effectively grow my business as an introvert. Even though I have these introverted traits, I've published over 1,000 videos on YouTube. I've also run over 500 live webinars. I've spoken on huge stages as a keynote speaker, and I run group training sessions for my clients. And before I did any of these, I didn't want to do them. I remember the first time I recorded a video for the homepage of my website. I think it was around 2014, and it was a short 60-second video. My husband Matthew, and I don't think he was my husband at this time, spent the day with me trying to shoot the video. 8 hours later, and after a lot of arguments, screaming and crying, I had a 60-second video that went on my shiny new website. Once it was up, I was really excited, and I decided to share it with the world. But here's what happened. The first person to comment was a friend of mine called Dom. And you know what he said? Well, I'll tell you what he didn't say. He didn't say, "Wow, I love your video, Amanda. Wow, haven't you done wow? Wow, go, Amanda." No, he said quite the opposite. "I don't like your video," he said. "It looks like you're in a prison or something like that, with all those bricks behind you." And that about sums up my first foray into putting myself out there for the world to see. I realised that in that moment that if I wanted to have success, I was going to have to manage my mind, because otherwise I would just give up. Success was not going to come to me if all I worried about was how other people perceived me. Success was only going to come to me if I could control my thinking through the turbulent journey of running my own business. Some call it being in a state of madness. Others call it being an entrepreneur. There is one particular part of the brain that enables a business owner to have success. It's the part of the brain that Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, and Richard Branson used to create great things. It is the part of the brain that Henry Ford designed the Ford motor car with, and it's the part of the brain that enabled Oprah to take massive action and change her life, despite her past. Most of us, however, don't use this part of our brain enough. This part of our brain is unique to us humans, and it's why we run the world. This part of our brain is the visionary mind. The opposite of visionary mind is the victim mind. The victim mind is the part of the mind that keeps us playing small and not taking action, or living in fear of what might or might not happen. If we go back to when my friend Dom said to me that I looked like I was in a prison cell with the brick background in my video, it would have been very easy for me to go into a spiral and feel sorry for myself. To believe what he had said to me and believe that everyone thought like him and I would never get clients and then I would never be able to make enough money to buy a house or put my children through university. I could have decided that it wasn't worth the effort and given up. I could have felt bad and maybe even gone into the blame game, blaming others for my supposedly bad video. So what was it that didn't lead me to become a victim at that moment and enabled me to continue hosting a video on the homepage of my website and hold my head high? Let me share with you a quote that I think of very often. "Whatever your mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve." Napoleon Hill famously once said this. In basic terms, all thoughts turn into things eventually. If you focus on negative doom and gloom, you will remain under that cloud. If you focus on positive thoughts and have goals that you aim to achieve, you will find a way to achieve them with massive action. So I had to tap into my visionary mindset to ensure that I didn't spiral down and believe what Dom had said. As a side note, I did actually stop hanging out with Dom and removed him from my friendship circle not long after this experience, because whilst I'm talking about managing your mind, it is a hell of a lot easier to manage your mind when you're around happy, supportive and kind people. So this is the way that your mind works. 1. Your beliefs influence your thoughts. 2. Your thoughts influence your emotions. 3. Your emotions influence your state of mind. And 4. Your state of mind influences how you perceive and act on opportunities in the world. This means to act in a way that gives you opportunities, you need to make sure your beliefs are in alignment with being a visionary, not a victim. We cannot control anyone or anything but our own actions, and our mind controls our actions, and our environment controls our mind. Hence why I had to cut ties with Dom, as hanging out with him would have not benefited my mind one iota. In 2012, one of my mentors at the time gave me 2 actions to help me take control of my mind. One of these actions was to quit watching the news, and this really resonated with me. The news is full of doom and gloom most of the time. In fact, surrounding yourself with the news on the TV and radio can be pretty damaging. Now, I'm not advocating being ignorant, but I do have the attitude of nurturing my mind with positive thoughts so that I can inspire others and others rather than feel life is full of doom and gloom. I've even taken to not listening to the radio at all anymore, as a lot of the conversation between the news can be damaging for your mental health. For example, not too long ago, I was listening to Chris Evans, a famous DJ here in the UK, and he was talking about the price of food. Now, here's the thing. He was saying how a lot of the food prices hasn't changed. However, the food giants had changed the amount of food that you got for that same price. Let me give you some examples. Walkers have cut 2 bags of crisps from its 24-bag multi-packs, while the price stays the same at £3.50. Smith's Frazzles and Chipsticks now sell in packs of 6 bags instead of 8 for a pound. Bag of KP peanuts are now 225 grams instead of 250 grams for £2.50. Persil has got 75 grams less washing powder in a box for the same price of about £5, meaning that shoppers now get 37 washes from a pack, down from 40. And finally, Tesco has cut the weight of its 70p mozzarella cheese pack from 270 grams to 240 grams. That's an effective 12.5% price increase. And when one hears this kind of information, you can find yourself moving into lack mindset and going from visionary to victim pretty quickly. Victim mindset can show up in your life in several ways. For example, all or nothing thinking. This is where you see things in black and white. Anything short of perfection is seen as a failure. Overgeneralization. Seeing a single negative event as a never-ending pattern of defeat. Disqualifying the positive. This is where you reject positive experiences to sustain your negative beliefs. Labeling, which is attaching labels to yourself and others and describing events in emotionally loaded phrases. And should statements, motivating yourselves with shoulds and should nots, resulting in guilt and anger. So with the food examples I gave, these thinking distortions could have gotten a hold of my brain and my beliefs could have been changed. I could have believed that all food manufacturers were giving us less food. I could have been devastated and felt cheated. I could have been talking to my friends saying how manufacturers should not do these things and how dare they take the food from our mouths. Oh, it could have been a complete disaster. Other ways that you could find yourself moving into victim mind is when something happens or doesn't happen in your business, and these things just make you feel bad and you feel like the whole world is against you. Maybe you find yourself saying that you don't have any clients. Maybe a team member has left you. Maybe you find yourself complaining that nobody has responded to your proposals or the economy is rubbish. And here's one I hear a lot in the profession. Nobody is buying advisory services, or that the accounting profession is being taken over by AI and there's no way to get good team members anymore. As I said, it's a downward spiral. People suffer in victim mindset for one or more of three reasons. One, knowledge. Most people don't seek the truth in things and have no interest in gaining knowledge and worldly wisdom. Knowledge is literally power, and without it, one will suffer immensely. Memory. Most people believe their memories about past events are accurate and not subject to interpretation. We believe our memories are fact. And then the third one is time. Most people can't associate cause and effect because the two are distant from each other. Most people seek immediate gratification and give up, or get results but forget why they got them. If you really want to build a successful advisory practice, you will only stand a chance if you live in the visionary mind. Which leads me to the next thing that my mentor said to me. He said, walk around with £500 in my purse at all times. Now here's the thing, it was 2012 when he said this to me. I was currently living on housing benefit and I had a lot of help from the local authorities. I was spending every penny I had on paying for a coaching program I couldn't afford at the time. I was living on rice and rich tea biscuits as a treat. I made sure I fed and clothed the children, but the rest of my money was spent on personal development. In hindsight, it was quite a fashionable way I lived. They call it minimalism now. Anyway, I digress. My mentor said to me to walk around with £500 cash in my purse, and it was for a very specific reason. It wasn't so that I could spend it on clothes or going out and having fun. It was so that I could get myself out of fear mode and at all times know that I had money that I could tap into. The feeling of having money, even though I was on benefits, was going to be enough for my mind to believe that I was successful, and I could then tap into the visionary mind and achieve greater things than where I was. It would have been easy for me to say no to his request, put myself in victim mindset and say I couldn't afford it. But I just did as he said, scraped together a couple of £100 and walked around Salisbury, which is where I lived at the time, feeling like the lady of the manor. It is for this reason that I always make sure I have cash in my purse, even though most places don't even accept it anymore. But it does always mean I have cash for a black cab whenever I'm in London town for the day and it's tipping it down with rain. Okay, so let's tap into visionary a little bit more. How do you live in a visionary mind? First of all, you need to know your potential. I'm sure you've heard the story about Roger Bannister breaking the 4-minute mile, and within 2 years, 30 other people followed suit. No one in history had gone before him. He set a new potential for people. Hashtag be more Roger. Number two, believe. You have to have absolute clarity in what you're doing and know it will work. Those who have success burn the boats and are all in. Getting yourself into a place of certainty will get you to take action and you will get results. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. The poorer get poorer and the rich get richer. I believe I could get myself off housing benefits and I believed I could make a difference in the world. Then I took the next step. The third step is action. Determine what results you want to get and take action every single day to get them. I have to say that action is the most important part of realizing your goal. Even when I've been unclear about my audience, my message, or my offer, taking action and gathering data to know what is working and what is not was absolute key, and it still is. And then finally, results. We must see the results and success in our head, and the outcome will be inevitable. We must be obsessed about it. Which leads me back to the Business Advisor podcast episode where I talk about 10xing your vision and creating a vision board. Do check it out. This all sounds well and good, doesn't it? But how do you switch from having the mindset stuck in victim to being a visionary? I'm going to give you some examples now and how we can move from negative to the positive. So first of all, you might say to yourself, I was born this way. There is nothing I can do about it. And I want you to switch that to, I can improve, skills come from hard work. Here's another one. This is challenging. I will avoid it. I won't be able to do it anyway. You can switch that to, this will give me an opportunity to grow. I will be more persistent. It's not worth putting the effort in. can be switched to, this effort is essential. I will be on the path to mastery. I don't want feedback. I feel persecuted. Can be switched to, this feedback is useful. I can learn from it and see where to improve. It's not my fault. Can be switched to, next time I will smash it. And here is the kicker. Whether you think you can or you can't, you are right. You have to change your mindset or keep it where it is. But it all starts with you. As I move on to the final section of this podcast episode, let's talk about leveling up your mindset with three actions that I take every single day. Number one is being aware of self-talk and changing it if necessary. The conversations that you have with yourself are a direct reflection of your mindset. If you're telling yourself, I'm not good enough to achieve my dreams, your thoughts will create your reality and your mindset will hold you back from having the life you want. To upgrade your mindset, change your negative self-talk to an empowerment speech. Sounds cliche, but telling yourself, I can do this or I got this, really works. Determine the mindset you need to act as if. Pick a goal that you want to achieve and ask yourself, which mindset do I need to achieve this goal? And which mindset do people have when they were successful at this goal? For example, healthy and fit people might share the mindset, I love taking care of my body, nourishing it with whole foods and exercising every day. If it's your goal to be healthy and fit, act as if you already have the mindset of a healthy and fit person. This way, you're tricking your brain to adopt a new mindset and reinforcing it with the action. And then thirdly, jump out of your comfort zone. If you put yourself in situations that challenge you, you have no other choice than to rise to the occasion and upgrade your mindset. It becomes a necessity to survive. So ask yourself, what situations can I put myself in that will require me to operate on a higher mindset? The idea is to engineer your environment to train your brain. I came across this poem the other day. I'm going to share it with you now before I wind up this episode. It's written by Walter D. Wintle. If you think you are beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win, but you think you can't, it's almost certain you won't. If you think you'll lose, you're lost. For out of the world we find, success begins with a fellow's will. It's all in the state of mind. If you think you are outclassed, you are. You've got to think high to rise. You've got to be sure of yourself before you can ever win a prize. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man. But sooner or later, the man who wins is the man who thinks he can. Such a great poem. It's good enough to print out and put on my wall at work. I would recommend you do it too. I hope that this episode has opened up some thoughts about how your mindset is the key to your success. And with that final thought, I wish you a good day or night, wherever you are.
Thank you for listening to the Business Advisor Podcast. If you've enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to follow or subscribe, share this podcast, and leave a rating and review. To discover more about how you can confidently build an advisory offer into your practice that your clients and prospects won't say no to, we invite you to join Amanda on her next webinar, How to Launch and Scale Your Advisory Offering. Join her by visiting businessadvisoracademy.com/webinar. See you soon.